This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. Mark Lepsch joins me live in studio. He's a family care physician and currently a medical information officer with the University of Virginia Medical Center. And y'all have some exciting news. It finally happened, didn't it?
Well, it sure did, Coy. It absolutely did. It happened last week on Tuesday. And specifically what happened was all 146 of the Central University of Virginia Medical Center clinics went live on a brand new system called Epicare. Epicare is a medical record system that actually is somewhat pervasive throughout the country. It's probably the leading enterprise system, which means it's a system that can handle everything from inpatient services like a hospital to the ambulatory clinics to an operating room to an emergency room. And essentially what happened was we rolled out the ambulatory clinics first with a big bang. It's actually the largest big bang that the company Epic has ever done with all 146 clinics on one day. So yeah, it's been exciting, and there's a lot of folks working very hard and not sleeping much, but we're getting there.
No, I said online, but I may have meant an intranet instead of an internet.
So great question. Yeah, so it is a electronic storage system and retrieval system. There is an online, actually, component that patients can elect to participate in. This is something called MyChart, and basically MyChart is a patient portal by which they could actually see a subset of their medical records so they could, you know, keep track of their medications, their immunizations. We get a lot of phone calls where I work out at Northridge where patients want to say, well, you know, when was my last tetanus shot? And now they'll be able to basically go online and look and see when their last tetanus shot was.
So yeah.
Now, of course, right now when we rolled it out, nobody was signed up immediately for that, but that part is coming as we get the system perfected.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Lepsch of the University of Virginia Medical Center. So what does this mean day to day? What does this mean in practicalities on the ground to, you know, just a pedestrian like me? Does it mean people like they're not writing on clipboards anymore?
Well, that's absolutely right. And actually that's, you know, day to day on the ground has probably been the most exciting part. The bottom line is if you look prior to last Tuesday, probably a third of the medical center was still using some form of paper and pencil, at least as in the ambulatory clinics, for constructing notes. So if I'm a physician and I see a patient, I was still writing on a piece of paper or somewhere all the stuff that had happened, all the information that happened during that encounter. And now everything that's happening from the time when you're registered, from the time when a nurse takes the vital signs, from when I document the actual information from the office visit to prescribing medicine, to the nurse administering an immunization, everything happens on the computer and is saved electronically.
That is amazing.
The other big thing that, of course, has happened that's been very exciting is electronic prescribing, which essentially means I don't have to write a paper prescription anymore. I can actually press a button on the computer and a prescription goes right to the pharmacy. That's actually been very, very exciting, both for us as providers and for the patients.
So no more physician little script there that you can't read. They don't have to write those little pieces of paper anymore to go to the pharmacy. They can just press some buttons.
Well, that's exactly right. Although I must admit that there are, you know, several of us certainly in the first day that were a little bit, maybe let's say nervous about that, you know, wondering, I just pressed a button. Did it really go anywhere? So the pharmacy's got a lot of phone calls in the first 24 hours. Basically saying, you know, did the prescription?
Did you
really
get that?
That's right.
Well, there's also the opposite could be true. You know, I don't know how many times I've made pocket calls and didn't mean to press buttons, and all of a sudden I look down and my brother's on the phone. You know.
Well, you know, that's actually one of the big fears that a lot of everybody has when you go into a system like this is, am I in the right patient? Am I in the right chart? With our system, essentially, we've encouraged everybody to only open one chart at a time. Down the road, for efficiency's sake, you can open multiple patient charts at a time. You know, and this sort of mimics our workflow. If the doctors have patients in three different exam rooms, you know, they want to be efficient. They want to work on one patient and work on the next patient, et cetera. But right now, we're really encouraging people to try and, you know, take it slow. The other thing that's happened is, and we've had a lot of really cooperation from our patients across the medical center, but we have had to downschedule essentially to get everybody trained, to get everybody up and running, because one of the things that you really want to avoid is you know, patient safety is paramount. You don't want to make errors. You don't want somebody to get a wrong medication, a wrong prescription, because people were rushing with an unfamiliar system. So that's why this date was chosen in the end of September to try and roll this out. And what we've tried to do at most of the clinics is sort of say, you know, we want the most critical patients to still be seen. We've tried to, at least where I work, say, let's maybe push your physical back by a month. And, you know, to save space for the folks who need to be seen for the acute visits. So, but we're coming back up to speed, and we anticipate over the next few weeks that people get, you know, closer and closer back to speed.
History has been made at the University of Virginia's Medical Center. We're talking with Dr. Mark Lepsch. He is a medical information officer and a family care physician. So clearly there's a learning curve. I'm wondering, you know, speak as candidly as you can. I would imagine that not everybody is jumping on board at the same time. I would just imagine in some places it's new things are hard to get used to sometimes.
Well, Coy, you're right. You know, it's interesting that it's often been said that the software sometimes is easier than the people. That said, in all seriousness, you know, it's really quite impressive what's happening right now. It's almost like when you launch a space shuttle and you see the command center where they've got teams from every different area in the same room, and those teams are communicating out with other teams. So over at, you know, our command center, we basically have several rooms where there's a room full of people taking phone calls. And in the first 24 hours, there were about 1,500 phone calls that came in with questions about the system. And those people have their people in the other rooms that they're actually trying to triage out the questions to. And we have a brand new system for tracking all of the questions and trying to get the information to the right folks. And it's been overwhelming, but we've had a lot of support. Actually, we have probably almost 100 folks on site from Epic or other companies that help install a system like this that are out in the clinics, out in the field, and we've tapped every resource possible. We've got some medical students that we've tapped out, and you know they're out in the field supporting people. We've had super users that basically have been trained and given extra information, and there are probably over 300 super users that have been out. So it's a lot of effort, but yes, you're right. You know, you have to, when you go live with a system like this, remember that folks went to medical school, to nursing school, et cetera, to train to take care of people. And now we're asking them to learn a new skill, and you have to provide the resources for them to learn that new skill. The other thing that we've done is we have a central sort of repository that we call the Learning Library, where we've actually made about 40 different little 5-minute video clips for people to watch if they're struggling with the workflow to say, how do I order that immunization? Well, there's a video on it. There's about 50 different frequently asked questions on there. There's about another 30 or 35 tip sheets, and we're, you know, rolling new information out every day. And the latest thing we were talking about was, how do we put a front end on that library that looks like Google, so people can really find exactly what information they need exactly when they need it?
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Mark Lepsch of the University of Virginia Medical Center. They have rolled out a all-new digital record-keeping system that launched just last week, making history at the University of Virginia. Where does this come from? I mean, is this part of some of the healthcare reform legislation, or does it precede that?
It's interesting. If you look, I think the real answer is that most of this comes from the fact that what really has happened throughout the years in medicine over the last 20, 30 years is so many extra things have been required for documentation purposes. And so if you look, there's really a lot of redundancy. The nurse asks the patient, what are your medications? What are your allergies? Then the doctor comes in the room and asks, what are your medications and what are your allergies? And the nurse would often write them in one spot, and the doctor might write them in a different spot. And for me personally, if I prescribe a medication for somebody, I would typically have to write it 3 different times. I'd have a medication list in their chart that I'd maintain. I'd have a prescription pad where I'd write the medication. And then I would have a note, a clinic note from today that says what we did and discussed, and I'd have the medication in there. And the only thing that happens when you triplicate work is that sooner or later you're going to not remember to document everywhere. So there's been a lot of push, I think, and groundswell from folks as new generations of physicians have been trained and nurses have been trained and realize the value of computers to want something like this. The problem is, you know, when you're dealing with something as complex and as important as taking care of people, it's really hard to get everybody to change. So what usually happens is if new doctors are setting up practices, they might go to electronic medical record systems, but it's very difficult to get, you know, physicians that are in practice to change. It's sort of like people have said, changing the engine on an airplane while you're in mid-flight, or changing all the air traffic control software while all the planes are in the air. So with that in mind, there certainly was an impetus coming from some of the healthcare reform legislation, some of the, you know, mandates that have come down from the government and Medicare as far as keeping records electronically.
Yeah. Does this mean that physicians and nurses are walking around with iPads or a special, you know, custom kind of pad?
So, again, that's another interesting question. So right now, if you look, the base workflow is to have a desktop computer in the exam rooms. But there are a lot of areas where in certain physicians' preferences, and it works better in some areas, to have a laptop. The company that we're working with, Epicare, does have an application coming out called Haiku where you can actually be run on an iPhone. So, Epic is a great company as far as trying to stick with the latest technology and be right at the forefront. So the answer is it's a mixture of all, But pretty much most of the exam rooms do have a computer in them right now.
Right. So before we let you go, where to from here?
Well, so
besides ironing out the kinks and getting everybody on the same digital page, as it were.
Yeah, so that's the biggest challenge right now is actually how do we get everybody up, trained, back to speed, taking good care of patients, using the system properly, and then we enter a phase that we call optimization, which has all levels. It has levels of making sure that we're tweaking the system to make it more efficient, but also we're actually doing things that we call click counting, where we have tools that we can go around and search and find how many physicians are making essentially too many clicks to perform the same task, and we know then where to send the help to say, we have to go retrain that person to see how we can figure out to make things better. So optimization comes next, but then the next big thing is what we call the hospital implementation, which comes in 6 months. So right now this is just the clinics. Next thing is the hospital, the emergency department, and the rest of the university medical center.
In terms of numbers, when you look at the hospital, is that more of a patient count than all the clinics put together? Or is it close?
In terms of pure patient count, and I can't tell you exactly what the number of beds we have in the hospital because they're continuing to expand, but that's less than 1,000. Whereas in the clinics, we have multiple thousand visits every day across these 146 clinics. So
okay. It's
actually a much higher volume in the clinics, although there's a different acuity level. In other words, there's less happening to each patient in a clinic visit than there is happening to a hospitalized patient during the day.
Yeah. So again, when is it? 6 months?
6 months.
This
so
goes
March,
into the hospital.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the good thing about doing it the way we did it is that when we take the hospital live, most folks across the medical center do something in the ambulatory setting and we'll have had experience. And we'll have had experience as a project team on how to roll this out, so we anticipate training will be even smoother and the implementation will be smoother and the users will already be smoother. So we anticipate that there's less risk when we go live with the hospital than when we go live with the ambulatory.
So. Yeah. Now, are there any concerns for the safety of the medical records now that they've been digitized and it's not just a piece of paper in a folder in a drawer, it's on a computer? They're all on computers now.
And that's, that's a very common question that we get. It's interesting to me.
And who can see my file
exactly,
kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So, there's a couple of responses that I have. It's very interesting to me that question comes up so often, and yet most, or at least a lot of times, it comes from the same people who actually do their banking online. And, everybody can, I guess, pick your level of comfort. But for me, I'm a little more uncomfortable with my money than necessarily my medical records. But that said, they're both very, important pieces of information. So the answer is, if you look, banking records have been online for a long time. There's a lot of security. I mean, there are whole teams of security that are responsible for not just regulating, how do you get into the system, but even on the user side. In other words, if we have a physician, what should the physician be able to see? Should they be able to see everyone else's note or only certain notes? Should certain notes be excluded, such as what are deemed sensitive notes, like maybe if a patient has seen a psychiatrist, maybe we don't want everybody to see those notes. The other thing to remember is that once we are on a computer, you can track everything. So anyone who goes into a patient's chart, you will be able to find who went into that patient's chart. Whereas before, if a piece of paper is laying in a clinic, anybody that walks in that clinic, in theory, could walk over and see. And unless you dust charts for fingerprints, you can't tell who saw what.
See it or Xerox it, yeah.
That's right. That's right. So in a sense, it should be more secure now, and it's more traceable now than it ever was before. So
interesting. Dr. Mark Lepsch is with the University of Virginia's Medical Center. He's a medical information officer and a family care physician as well. And he is the point man helping to launch the new Epic Care at the University of Virginia's Medical Center, which went live last week with all the clinics and will go live in the hospital in 6 months. So come back and let us know how it's going. And congratulations. I hope you're getting some sleep these days. I know this is quite a lot of work for you and a very big team.
Well, you're right. And thank you for the praise. I'm one of basically many point men. And yes, I will be sleeping at Christmas time.
Yeah. Good luck. Well deserved, I'm sure. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.